All right, in this podcast, we're going to be talking about how to create love in your life. Love is about transparency. It's about that openness connection. It's an open thing where you are allowed to be yourself. The other person is allowed to be themselves. And it's a very free, natural, organic space where it almost feels like water. It almost feels like a very nice, organic, splash of water is just in the air between you and the other person. Also, you feel it in your heart space, and they also feel it, and it's like, wow, what is this? It's a total different experience because most people are so blocked in their chakras. Also, most people don't know how to love. And me, how do I say this? My heart chakra was naturally kind of very, very opened. It was probably one of my most open chakra, and it got blocked along the way, but when I was really, really little, my heart chakra was really, really, really huge. Or so most people just opened themselves up to me, and I was creating really, really what I would say, when I got into seduction or, social skills. It's funny because I didn't say much, but when my heart chakra was wide open, it was one of those things where I was getting better results, but I didn't have real social skills. Just by me just being there listening while my heart chakra was open, I was getting better results than, my kind of like 14 to 20 stage, between those ages. And that's when I was like really trying to improve my social skills. Fortunately now, things are going pretty good, but all right, let's go back to the topic. Love is about that heart-to-heart space connection. It's about that organic flow. When you and that other person can just kind of free flow, and it's like playful. You feel the connection from the heart. They feel the connection. Then you're onto something. You know you got something. Now another one piece that's missing is the raw sexual attraction. That's got to be there, right? So if she's not attracted to you sexually, this will be interpreted as a friendship. So this is kind of like the problem with like the nice guy guys. Right, it's like, man, she gets along with me, but she's not attracted to those guys on a sexual level. So it may not be that there's anything wrong with them per se, but they just don't have, whatever thing that they're missing to be from friend to boyfriend or lover or husband or whatever it is that they're missing to be, X category for her, this woman. And how do we attract love? In order to attract love, you really gotta be opened. You gotta be open. You gotta allow yourself to be seen, touched, heard, felt, exposed, vulnerable, which is the counter opposite. Most people, 90% of the people do this the opposite, because most people are trying to be control freaks about, controlling the relationship, controlling their love life, controlling the other partner. They try and do this power battle. You'll find love a lot easier when you allow yourself to be vulnerable and the other person allows themselves to be vulnerable. And this is when it's like you don't beat this experience. This is pure bliss. This is pure organic. This is what they talk about in the tantras when they talk about things like, becoming one with the divinity, becoming one with unity, with divine source. Where you and the other partner, rises up the sexual energy up to a certain point and the climax, and then you guys have like an out of a body orgasmic experience. This is what they talk about. But in order to get that is a pretty difficult challenge in of itself. How do you find someone who's open enough to want to have that kind of relationship with you? And which is why love is like a diamond. Everything that's rare in life is like a diamond. It's unfortunate, right? Because we all want money, we all want sex, we all want this and that. And guess what? All these things have a cost. All these things, you have to pay something for it. Like there's no such thing as free lunch in this kind of game of life. Everything has a cost. If you want a relationship, you gotta be, I learned this the hard way. You gotta really, if you want a relationship, you gotta let go of a lot of things that you think or the relationship should go. And like from what my experience, what I learned is that you kind of need to like just trust yourself If you see something that you like, you kind of really just need to trust yourself and face the fact that if you get rejected, you get rejected. But you gotta trust like your attraction. 'Cause if you're attracted to something, generally that's a big indicator that you want it, that you like it, 'cause that's your compass telling you to go in that direction. So there's a reason for that. So it's best to explore what that's about. I personally, I myself, like, I don't experience that very often where I see a girl that's like, wow, this one, oh my God, this one drives me wild. I don't really get to experience that very often, to be honest. Most girls I don't really chase. Recently, I got an experience with this one girl that, I don't know, for some reason she just drives me crazy. So this experience with her, I would actually say is more of a, well, we're both kind of like weird people. We're like high level spiritual people. She's really, really high level spiritual. The things she does is kind of weird as hell, but I guess it ultimately has a point. And what I can say is that this to me is like what more love feels like, where it's like, there's a bit of that play gaming stuff in there, but it's like when two people are just kind of right for each other, like they're just like, damn, this is like a perfect fit. This is like a perfect fit. So I'm really happy that, I found this kind of thing because most of the time you don't get to experience this very often. And to allow love in your life, you really have to, one, trust in yourself. And you have to be okay with the rejections. You have to be okay with the mistakes. You got to be okay with the fears. You got to be okay with being vulnerable. This is one that's big. And also kind of like learn how to embrace the changes. A lot of these things are very difficult. That's why no one really gets into that experience of finding a true partner, a true relationship that they and their partner can really, really be in sync. And fortunately for me, I've this relationship that I'm currently in is pretty fucking wild. It's fucking crazy, but there's a lot of love in there, I gotta tell you that. Even though it's fucking crazy as fuck. She's fucking crazy. Anyways, so with love, you want to open up. You want to physically open up your chakras. You want to open up your physiology to really expand on in internally. You want to open up your heart. Most people's heart chakra is closed because they are being defensive. They are on guard. I don't want to get hurt, so I'm going to shield my heart. And this is a really, really big mistake in terms of if you want to like experience that heart feeling, this is a big mistake. And the reason for that is because it's kind of like that expression, like if you don't, what's that expression? If you don't play big, you win small. It's kind of like that expression. So love is the same thing. You gotta go 100% on the line. Be, go all in, expose yourself. Otherwise, it's very awkward and it's very clumsy. And one thing that the universe does is that every single like blockage gets kind of revealed. Every single blockage gets revealed. Like whatever you are afraid about, it's eventually gonna get revealed. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and even me, I get exposed with all these things. Like, damn, like, these hidden fears that, I'm still working on myself, because no one, as much as perfectionism is a nice goal, as such as mastery or excellence, the subconscious mind dates back a long time. So for most people, there's going to be a lot of limiting beliefs and fears that have never been addressed. Like, period, end of story. Anyways, that's all I got for you on this one. Thank you for listening. Until next time.